Across the country via motor car go the Blooms. Mama, Papa, Sarah and Sydney, and Yetta and Harold. All bound for a happy vacation together. The first in 25 years. Just now we find them, that is, we find Mama and Papa somewhere in Arizona. Papa is driving, with Mama's help.
Jake, it says right here is where the desert starts. But I don't see any domes.
Domes, Mama?
Yeah.
Why should there be domes? You mean dunes. Are we looking for synagogues that you should want domes?
In the middle of the desert, you shouldn't expect synagogues, Jake.
In the middle of the desert, Mama, you could expect anything. Even Indians.
Oh, Jake, that's foolish. General Custard killed all the Indians.
He did not.
Don't argue with the book, Jake.
Mama, there are Indians here. The man back at the motor court said so. Lots of Indians.
All right, so there are Indians. Jake?
Yeah, Becky?
Are you sure we are on the right road?
Sure, I'm sure. The man said to go to the right when we came to the little white house. So, that's the way we are going.
That's the way we are going. It don't look right, Jake.
Mama, how can you tell what looks right and what don't look right when she ain't ever been here before? What's wrong might look right and what's right might look wrong.
Stop, Jake, and we'll give a look at the map.
To look at the maps won't be doing any good, Becky. Besides, Mama, when we look at the maps, we can get them folded up again.
Jake, I am sure we are going wrong. Look at the road, nothing but sand. Maybe we should at least be going along one that could be a little better. The man said there was all good roads.
Well, maybe out here this is a good road.
Papa, don't be stubborn like a burial.
Burro, Mama, burro.
So it was a little mule in your being like it.
That's so.
Stop and we'll look at the maps again. Besides, I don't see the children's car anyplace.
So that should make you worry. Maybe Harold and Sydney are starting a uniform business here in Arizona. Should we put it past them?
Even on the desert, you talk foolish. Mm. Who would wear uniforms out here? The Indians?
Sydney could sell them uniforms, Mama. You know that. Say, Mama, that's not a bad idea.
No business talk, Papa.
All right, Mama, all right.
Jake, stop the car. I'm getting worried about where we are.
Mama, I'm telling you, it's all right. We are still in Arizona.
How can you tell? Did somebody tell you? There ain't no sign.
All right, then. Maybe they are lost.
That's good. That's good.
That's good. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, now, why is it good to be lost, Mama?
I don't know, Jake, but it just is. We ain't ever been lost before. It's something new. And for new things, we come on a vacation. All right, so we get lost and we still have a good time. I'll get the maps.
Mama, I know I am on the right road.
We will see.
Never
Jake,
believe
me. I'm hoping you got it. It's so big here.
It's so big, you're telling me.
Wait a minute. Now, let me see. Yeah. Here is the little town where it costs 75 cents for ham and eggs.
Mama.
Without the ham. Here's the little town, right
and
there.
No, this is a little north over there.
Yeah.
The red and blue lines, they confuse me a little bit. Let me see. Now, over there, that's the town, huh? And we came down this way?
No.
We came down this way. It's the other one. Yeah, this is the one, right? This little blue one here. Here we are, here.
There.
Right here, Becky. Right here. Don't you see? Can't you see a blind? Right here.
Papa, we is lost. We are on a road that we don't know where it goes to. Maybe we are going to be exploded.
Mama, I tell you, I took the right turn at the little white house.
Oh, sure, Papa, you took the right turn, the turn that was right for you. But the map says you didn't take the turn that was the right one.
Right, left, right, left. All right, Mom, we'll go back.
No, Papa. I want to stay here for a little while.
What? Stay here? In the desert? Are you crazy?
Maybe. Just a little bit. Jake, we've been driving for a long time, and now I want to look.
You want to look? You know, Mommy, you could look a whole lot more if you didn't help me to drive so much.
Yeah. Jake.
Yeah.
Look at the beautiful sand. Ain't it lovely?
Yeah, it's just as lovely at Coney Island.
I want to just look at it for a little while so that I can say to myself, Rebecca Bloom, you are taking a vacation.
Rebecca.
A vacation that you waited 25 years to get. Ah, Papa. Ain't it wonderful that the desert and all this lovely scenery stayed here for 25 years until we could see it?
Mama, you know something? Maybe you didn't have any place to go.
A smart cracker,
yes,
maybe.
Smart cracker, yes.
But all the same, it's wonderful. Mrs. Fink said that we should go to Europe. Has Europe got a place like this? Has Europe got a big ditch that's made of rock, colored rock, too? No. Jake, I'm glad we live in this country.
So am I, Becky, so am I.
You see, Papa, 1 year ago if we got lost, we would be worried. You would worry about getting back to the factory, I would worry about who's going to cook the supper, and then we'd both be worry aggravated. But now, we got lots of time to get lost if we want to.
Yeah, but I'd still like to know where we are, Mama.
There's our road, Papa. It ain't a very good one, but it's still a road. It's like I'm saying, what goes up, goes all the way up.
Mama, I don't get it.
Well, never mind. Our road goes someplace, and it comes from someplace.
Yeah.
What's at the other end of the road we shouldn't worry about? All right, Jack. We'll drive to the other end of this road.
Mama, you'll know something.
No.
I love you more every day.
That's good.
In a big place like Arizona, we get lost and don't worry at all. Not even if we are in a desert.
No. Stop the car, Jack. Maybe we'll find the end of the road before it gets dark.
All right, Mama.
Jack. Jack, go slow. They're not in a hurry to get unlocked.
Oh, yeah, but yet and Sarah and the boys will worry about it.
For a long time back in New York, you got headaches from the boys being close. Now, because we are lost from them, you want to hurry and get back. I don't understand you, Jack.
Mama, I'd rather have even Sydney and Harold than just the desert and maybe a few Indians.
Indians? Jack. Do you think that maybe there are Indians out here?
Mama, you're asking such funny questions. This is the first time in my life I'm in Arizona. I only know what the men told me.
You know, Jake, I don't like to think about it.
Then why do you sit there and talk about Indians? Mama, you're making me a little bit nervous.
Don't be nervous, Papa.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah. Papa.
Now, what, Becky?
What if a lot of Indians would be in our rose bush?
Don't be foolish, Mama. There ain't any rose bushes in the desert.
Jake, I know what I read in the books and I know what I see in the movies. Indians always hide in rose bushes and then they jump out with tommy crows.
Mama, you mean ambushes and tomahawks.
Whatever Indians have, I don't like it. Jake?
Yeah?
It's getting a little dark.
I know that, Mama. I know it. It always gets dark when the sun starts to go down.
Don't be a smart, Isaac, and don't smart crack it.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. Becky, listen to me. A long time ago, there were a lot of Indians here. But they put them all away, so don't worry.
They put them away.
Yeah.
Jake, sometimes things you put away don't stay put away. They come out like Jake's in boxes.
Please, Mama, please. Now you're making me nervous. I am telling you one time after the other, there ain't any more Indians except the ones they put away.
Pop, it's like I'm always saying, when you are worried, you don't say nothing about it. But when you ain't worried, you always talk about it. So now I know you're worried about being lost and you're worried about the Indians.
Mama, please don't say things like that. I am not worried. There ain't any Indians. Look around. Do you see any Indians?
Jake, I told you they always hide. If they're hiding, then we don't see them.
Oh, all right, Mama, all right. The place is full of Indians.
What?
Lots of them. Big Indians, small Indians, medium-sized Indians with feathers in their hair.
Papa, don't do that.
I'm only trying to please you.
You can't please me by giving me goose livers. Now, stop talking about Indians.
You started it, Mama.
Jake, when I start something I don't want, you should finish it so quick and...
What's the matter, Mama?
Jake.
Yeah?
There's a machine following us.
You see, Mama? I told you we were on the right road.
Hey.
That's the children's car. We'll stop and wait for them, huh?
Hey, you feel better.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sarah. Here we are.
Molly. Well, you certainly gave us a scare. Whatever made you take this road?
Oh, your papa's left-handed when he should take the right road.
Well, it's lucky we stopped at that station back there and asked where you'd gone. The man said you'd come down this way.
Well, it's a relief to know you're not lost anyway. Now, you follow us back to the right road. Now, stay right behind us.
Don't worry, darling. I'll help Papa to drive.
I guess we'd better lead the way for the rest of the trip. Now, remember, stay right in back of us.
All right, go ahead, children. Go on.
All right. Then I feel much better, Jake. It was all right to be lost for just a little while.
Yeah. Just, what?
Jake.
Mama, what's that?
Jake, look over there.
I can't look, Mama. Turn my head for me. There's me. Mama, it's Indians.
Papa, I wish we were still lost. Papa, drive faster. They're coming closer.
Something is wrong, Mama. They told me they put all the Indians away.
Maybe they forgot these. Hurry up, Jake.
Mama, I am going as fast as I can.
Oh, Jake, look, poor yet and Sarah, we will all be scolded.
Scalp, Mama, scalp.
Jake, this ain't no time to munch, boy.
Mama, this ain't no time for anything.
Look, the children's car stopped. Stop the car, Jake. Stop it.
Mama, I can't move my foot.
Jake, you're going to run right into that wagon. Stop.
Jump, Mama, jump.
Jake, I can't move.
Oh, dolly, we're not hurt.
But the Indians, did they get the boys?
No.
Oh, say, it's a good thing you didn't go much farther. There's a ditch right there.
Yes, and look, those crazy people, those Indians. Oh, there's something wrong. There shouldn't be anything like this.
Yes, you shouldn't argue with what you see in front of your back. There they are.
Look, Harold and Sidney are talking to some of them.
They are? Good, good. And they will sell them something, and then we'll get out of here.
All right. Hot, hot.
Look at the man in the boots.
Oh, now I begin to see the light.
So do I, Sally. They're making moving pictures.
This is fine. This is marvelous. We come out in the middle of the desert to get away from civilization. And civilization runs into us. This is great. What's the idea?
Oh, but we were just
driving. The road, isn't it?
But you don't happen to be on it right now. You're 50 feet off it. And whether or not you know, you just ruined a perfect cake. Don't you know it costs money for sets, props, extras, times, grips, juices?
Juices and grips and...
Papa, he don't talk English.
Oh, yes, I do. English to the tune of about $5,000.
Huh?
$5,000 you cost me.
Boy, Papa, even in the middle from the desert, you'll have to get out the checkbook.